Now, Anatolia was divided into various satrapies over the years, but mainly there were three important satrapies. And the chief of these was that of western and southwestern Anatolia, often called the satrapy of Lydia, because it really was the former kingdom of Lydia, taken by Cyrus. And again, the capital of the new satrapy was the old city of Sardis. Now, Sardis was clearly the most important Persian-held city in the West. We know about this because a road was constructed between Sardis and the Persian capital of Susa, which is again in southwestern Iran today. The road that's referred to in texts as the Royal Road covered 1,677 miles. We're told that a caravan could make the trip from Susa to Sardis in 90 days, but royal envoys could do it in a week, changing horses at some 111 stations arranged along the road. Actually, the American system of the Pony Express is in imitation of the system of the Royal Road, where there were stations every couple of miles where a traveler could change horses and keep going. And so this tradition that we find here in Persia and Anatolia is still with us today in America. Now, a section of the Royal Road has been excavated near Gordion, and it was quite an impressive construction made of cobblestones and measuring about 15 feet wide. Now, the Persians made good use of the assets of the regions that they conquered. And really, although we don't know very much about the early origins of the tribe of Persia, we can guess that these people were chiefly nomadic and did not have a very firm architectural tradition associated with their society. Now, when Cyrus became the great king of a vast empire, he needed to build a palace, and he evidently found builders amongst the people he conquered. Now, Cyrus built a palace at a place called Pasargadae, again in southwestern Iran today. And from the style of the masonry, it's obvious that he was using Greek or Lydian masons. It's the same kind of ashlar masonry. We find Ionian columns using the Ionic order. It's very clear that the masons were taken from these conquered territories in the west of Anatolia. Later kings, such as Darius I, the third king of the Persian Empire, are very clear about the fact that they used foreign workers in their palaces. An inscription from Susa, the great administrative palace of the Persians, that dates to the time of Darius I, lists who helped build his new capital city. And I quote, it says, "The stonecutters who wrought the stone, those were Ionians and Sardians," meaning people of Sardis. He goes on to say, "The goldsmiths who wrought the gold of the palace were Medes and Egyptians. The men who wrought the wood, they were Sardians and Egyptians." So it's clear that the stonecutters were Ionians and people of Sardis, that is, Lydians, as well as some of the woodworkers. They were Lydians, too.